Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. It's Styles and Roman on US 99. Our guy Bob Lempa from Chicago, he gave his wedding proposal his best shot. How cool is this? So we urge you right now to go to our US 99 Facebook page or our Twitter, because there's a picture of this gigantic Marry Me written in the snow down at Maggie Daly Park. So here's the deal. Bob Lempa, he wanted to propose to his girlfriend, Peggy Barker. They've been together for 9 years.
Peggy Baker.
He wanted her He wanted to do it on Valentine's Day, and he had the idea of writing Marry Me gigantically in the snow at Maggie Daly Park. But the problem is, there was no snow on Valentine's Day, right? So he had to wait a couple days, and then finally the snow came, and he literally wrote gigantically, "Marry me," because she works in the Blue Cross Blue Shield building, a skyscraper, and it had to be big enough for her to see.
Now, when you say huge or when you say gigantic, I feel like you're shorting it a little bit. The letters were 45 feet tall, 31 feet wide. I'll say it again really quick. "Marry me," these letters, all right? Bob wrote them 45 feet tall, 31 feet wide. It took him 6 hours to actually write this in Maggie Daly Park.
Yeah.
Gosh, like, I'm embarrassed right now to say how I proposed to my wife, Connie, because this guy, Bob, he's taking the cake. That is amazing.
I mean, honestly, it's so thoughtful. I mean, to think about the fact that, okay, she works in a skyscraper, she could see it, all her coworkers could see it. Again, what's more Chicago than writing "Marry Me" in the snow at Maggie Daly Park, right?
So I would have loved to have seen that. Me and you would have ran down there erased it.
No.
Walked through it.
You would have peed on it. I'm like, dude, stop. It can't be yellow. This is white.
Adding color to it.
Yeah, no. So anyways, really, really cool. So apparently, Peggy, a bunch of her coworkers had seen it. And she says, and I quote, you know, she never thought in a million years that would be for her. But shocker, it was for you. Your now fiance is a phenomenal guy. And he does. I can't imagine a better / more Chicago proposal than "Marry Me in the Snow."
And by the way, Peggy did say yes. Yes.
She did say yes.
6 hours that guy was out there doing it. That's amazing.
I mean, I'm looking at go to our US 99 Facebook page and our Twitter. You can see it. I can't believe it took 6 hours. It seems like it'd be easier
dude,
than that.
But I mean, you keep on saying that. It's 45 feet tall.
Yeah, but you got a shovel. Like, I mean,
like, even if you have a 45 feet tall, then you got to go 31 feet wide. Marry me. I mean, how many? M-A-R-R-Y-M-E. That's 7 letters.
Yeah.
Was there a question mark? Let me see this page.
No question mark.
Marry me. Because it took so long.
He's tired.
I can't even do a question mark.
All right, so 312-946-4995. Bob has set the bar pretty high, but how did you get proposed to? Maybe it was something super creative, something that'll blow our minds, maybe something very, very special to you. Again, 312-946-4995.
Join the conversation. Call Styles and Roman at 312-946-4995. US 99.
So we are 12 minutes away before you're going to pick up those tickets for our US 99 Country Lake Shake. Hey, it's Styles and Roman. And if you have a view of Maggie Daly Park in downtown Chicago, whether you work in a skyscraper or maybe live in one of the condo buildings down here, you may want to look out the window and you may see 45 feet tall and 31 feet wide the letters "Marry Me" written out there.
That's because our guy Bob, he put every other guy to shame. He had big plans on Valentine's Day this year, but there was no snow, so he had to wait a couple days. What he did was he wrote "Marry Me" in the snow at Maggie Daly Park because his now fiance, Peggy Baker, she works in the Blue Cross Blue Shield building downtown, and he wanted her to see this. I mean, what a really cool Chicago-style proposal, right?
It took 6 hours for Bob to do this out there, and hopefully, and I'm glad that she saw it because the sun is going to be out shining today, so that may melt. So right. If anybody wants to see it, you better hurry up, but we have it all over. Where do we put our US 99 socials?
Yeah, US 99 Facebook and our Twitter. You can see the picture of it, the video. It's a really, really cool story. story. And again, it puts other guys to shame. But we're finding out that there are some really good proposals out there. So 312-946-4995, like crazy out of left field proposals, or just something that means something special to you. Good morning, Cara from Orland Park. Tell us about yours.
So I decided for my husband now to throw him a surprise 30th birthday at our house. I had all of our friends there. But for his gift, I sent him and his dad skydiving. I bought the video, and actually in the video, to my surprise, he proposed to me in the video that we played at the surprise birthday party.
Oh! That's awesome. So it was kind of like an amazing thing you did for him, and then you surprised him. He wanted to surprise you right back.
Yep, it was the best party that anyone's been to because it was a surprise 30th and a proposal.
Now, how long have you been married for?
7 years going on.
Wow, thank God his parachute opened up.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be a whole different kind of surprise you weren't ready for.
No, definitely not.
We are just minutes away, and I'll break it down even better for you. How about one song away right here on US 99 before you're going to be picking up those tickets to get your party on at Lake Shake with us. But if you, man, have seen this pick, it's incredible. Maggie Daly Park, that's actually a block away here from the studios where we're at right now. A man by the name of Bob, he took 6 hours out of his day and wrote Marry Me in the snow, and it was so huge, it's 45 feet tall and 31 feet wide.
Yeah, well, he had to write it big because his now fiance, Peggy, she works in the Blue Cross Blue Shield building downtown, so she had to be big enough for her to see from the 37th floor. Again, the picture's over on our US 99 Facebook page and our Twitter. It's very, very impressive. Bob has made every other guy in Chicago look really, really bad.
But yeah, because when I proposed to my wife, Connie, when we had closed on our house, when we walked in there the first day with the key, that's when I got down on my knee. And I thought it was like sentimental and cute, and she loved it, but God, 6 hours. I mean,
why didn't you take a bunch of keys and spell out Marry Me like the Bob route?
I should have, man. Let me write that down. Maybe for our third year anniversary, I'll do that.
312-946-4995. It's time for you to brag about your man. Good morning. Bree from St. Charles. How did he propose?
So we went to Universal Studios in Florida. We're both Harry Potter freaks. And he sat us down with two chocolate fronds from the movie. And they're the wizard card. And so you pick out the chocolate frog and the ring was sitting in there.
I don't know anything about Harry Potter, but I'm assuming that's very, very cool in the Harry Potter world.
It is. It's very cool. And he knew what I loved. We've been together 9 years, so it was perfect.
Yeah, I wish I can crack a Harry Potter joke, but I don't know anything about Harry Potter either, so.
It was perfect.
So Luke Holmes now is engaged, and maybe you saw this on the news this morning, but his name is Bob, and it took him 6 hours, but now he has a fiance, because right down the road here at Maggie Daly Park, he decided to write Marry Me in gigantic 45 feet long letters.
Yeah, and you know, his now fiance works at the Blue Cross Blue Shield building downtown, a big skyscraper, 37th floor, and it had to be big enough for her to see. But what a great way to propose. I gotta tell you, we posted it on our US 99 Facebook page and our Twitter. Please go check it out because the video and the picture is very, very impressive of the Marry Me. It's really, really cool. But the comment of the morning, I put, does it get much more Chicago than this with the picture of the big old Marry Me in the snow, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then our girl Laura Pinks wrote, and I can't even get a text back with a bunch of laughing, crying emojis. So
hey,
that was really funny.
So if you're a single guy, go to our, was that our US 99 Facebook page?
Yeah, yeah.
Go to our face. There's a single girl waiting to receive a text back. Go ahead.
Laura, she's very pretty too.
Laura, so. Good luck, Laura. Have a good weekend.
312-946-4995. Good morning, Sean. How did you get proposed to?
My brother. It was his girlfriend's birthday. So he had us take her out for hair and makeup. They were going to dinner in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They go to dinner in Chicago, and afterwards, the friends are like, we got someplace really cool. We're going to take you guys. They end up going to the Florida Georgia Line concert.
Awesome.
And during Holi, he made her get up and go to the grass to dance. And as he spun her, he dropped down to one knee and the whole crowd went nuts.
Oh,
that's awesome. And she said?
She said yes, of course. Thank God.
Yeah, what if she said no?
Oh, my God. It would have never happened, but he seriously put every man that I know to shame.
And honestly, good thing he did it to Holi and not like, this is how we roll.
Right.
He was in town last night. That's New Music First on US 99 from Cody Johnson. I really like that song. It's called On My Way to You. Hey, What's going on? It's Styles and Roman, and Bob Lemka is the man. He is definitely going to be getting some all weekend long because he proposed to his now fiance, Peggy Baker, but he just didn't get down on one knee and say, babe, will you marry me?
No, he put some thought into it like most guys should, and he, I don't know if he shoveled it or what he did, but he put marry me into the snow at Maggie Daly Park down here downtown, and his now fiance works in a high rise and the 37th floor, so she was able to see the big old marry me that was drawn into the snow somehow. And I mean, that's it does not get more Chicago than that, right?
Yeah, the letters were gigantic though. So marry me, it's M-A-R-R-Y-M-E, 7 letters. It took him 6 hours to do because the letters are 45 feet tall and 31 feet wide. First off, who measured that? And secondly, Bob, you're the man. 6 hours to write that in the snow. And if you've been outside, it's not like warm throughout the Chicagoland right. area as well. It's kind of chilly out here.
And he wanted to do it on Valentine's Day, but the good Lord had no snow on Valentine's Day. So he had to wait a couple days till we got some real snow here in Chicago.
And you get anxious. Like, you get like antsy. You know, I want to propose. I got this ring. It's amazing. I want to do it. Yep. I want to do it. Come on, snow, please.
So think about the logistics, too. He probably had to do it overnight. Because then, so she sees it in the morning, right? I would think.
Just imagine there's one dude.
That's what I'm saying. Like, some people are jerks. Like, I can see somebody just kicking
it. Just walked over it.
Yeah. writes an obscene gesture on there. I mean, I could see, like, people doing that. But I'm glad they did not. You can go see the picture on our US 99 Facebook page and our Twitter as well.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Do we have Bob? This is Bob right now?
No way.
We have. Wait, hold on. Let's see if we can do this. Is this Bob? Good morning, Bob. Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Bob! You are the man! You need to start explaining. Good morning, first off, Bob. We are Styles and Roman, the morning show at US 99. We really appreciate you calling in this morning.
Well, I'm glad to. Sorry I didn't call in earlier. Just got your message now.
Hey, no worries, buddy. So walk us through the fact. We know what you did. Explain how you did it. Was it overnight? Did you have a shovel? What exactly did you do?
I used a rake, a shovel, 12-inch nails, and a hammer, and a great big ball of twine.
Wow.
A couple tape measures, 100-foot tape measure. And basically, those are the tools I use. A lot of liquids and a lot of stamina.
A lot of liquids, like beer? Like drinking beer
while you're doing it? No, beer.
Oh, okay.
Water, cherry juice.
Did you buy all these supplies at the same hardware store that the brothers involved with?
Stop.
So 45 feet tall, Bob.
Yes.
31 feet wide. First off, did someone really measure that?
I did.
Yeah, Bob.
You did?
Yeah, when I was doing it, yeah. I need to get them uniform.
Now, did you explain what happened now with your now fiance? Did you text her in the morning and say, look outside? How did she see it and know it was for her?
Well, she's on the 37th floor of the Blue Cross building. Her desk is just, you know, right like a couple feet from a window facing Maggie Daly Park. And I had been up there a month ago, took some pictures. I mean, the view is fantastic of the park, but I was even more excited because it was fantastic place to do it. I mean, the view she had of the land I used was just, it's just perfect. I mean, unbelievable. But I knew it had to be big.
Right.
Size does matter, right, Bob?
All right. Well, you know what? What are you guys doing on Tuesday night? Do you have plans?
Nothing at the moment.
We would love to have you guys at our US 99, our new country night out, starring Maddie and Tate. Could you be our guest on Tuesday night?
Sure. Where at?
We'll give you all the details in a second, but I mean, if it took you 6 hours to do all this, you must love Peggy so much. We're so happy for you guys. You know, maybe we'll even bring Bob and Peggy up on stage with us.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay, sure. That would be great.
All right, well, we're going to get all your information.
Hey, he's like, for $500? Yeah, sure.
Bob, you are definitely the man. Congratulations. Tell Peggy we cannot wait to meet her, and congratulations to the both of you, buddy.
Okay, great. Thank you. And, yeah, we're looking forward to Tuesday. I'll watch for the information.
Awesome. All right, thanks so much, Bob.
To them, it's still Sears Tower, Rosemont Horizon, and Comiskey Park.
Styles and Roman.
U.S. 99.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.